Now time for Locker Room Chat, joined by Morehill Mountain Academy boys head basketball coach Dan Rapplinger. After the McLeod invite, coach, you guys get the third place game, get a nice win there, and then after that lose a tough one in overtime to Troy. First of all, getting back to that third place game over Pleasant Ridge, your overall thoughts on that one?
Yeah, we came out real strong, had a nice lead. Losing a really tough semifinal game, I think any coach or team has a tough time. Like, we don't want to, you know, show up. Are we, you know, happy with the tough, you know, physical loss the night before? And they did. The Pleasant Ridge is a good shooting team. When they are shooting well, they definitely can contend with anybody. And then they had our number heading into halftime, but luckily we kind of strung along a couple baskets and hung on for a very slim double-digit victory at the end. So, yeah, overall, we had kind of three different games between the opening round, semifinal round, and final game of that tournament. But overall, going 2-1, I was happy with our team's performance.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, in that game against Pleasant Ridge, what were some of the biggest halftime adjustments that you made?
Really, it was just more on defensive rotation. I thought we let them kind of get open with a drive and kick too often, where we kind of were flat-footed enough. And I just said, you know, we got to have a little more on our toes and defense. Where one rotation, they kind of get flat-footed. After the second half, they kind of were just, let's say, a little more active. So.
And going to that Troy game, Coach, how do you feel like you did against their 1-3-1?
Oh, they kind of went back and forth between between man, and then of course they did throw the 1-3-1, so we were prepared for it. We did not hit some of the open shots we were looking for. I know they're out without one of their best players, kind of to clog up the middle as much as they'd like. But no, that was a really good high school basketball game last night. We fell down by 10, I think, in the second half, and then battled all the way back to overtime. And then lost one of our players due to a dental tooth situation. So we don't see that very often in overtime. But, yeah, had a shot at the end with under 7 seconds left. It just unfortunately didn't go down. So we were just on the wrong side of the coin on that one.
And three really good games from this past week from you guys. You guys have, well, normally you'd be playing on Tuesday, so you have to get a game day off. Friday. But with that being said, how much needed is this day off? Because I'm sure you guys are probably mentally exhausted.
I mean, Troy was the same way. I mean, they played, you know, 4 games in 8 days, or maybe 5 and 10 with that TBL tournament. There's no excuse there. But overall, from not only a coach maybe needing a mental day, I think the team. So, yeah, we're actually not practicing today. I just said, hey, take the day off, get caught up on school, get caught up on rest. Maybe just check out for a day, and then we'll come back ready to go Thursday. Because, the second half of the week begins on Tuesday at Effingham and Friday at JCN. So both those teams are playing well, and our target is definitely on our back, being on the top of the standings. Not by a lot, but, look forward to the challenge next week. It'll be two good ones.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. Coach, thank you so much for joining us here today, and best of luck against ACCHF.
Yeah, I appreciate your time, Jared. Thank you very much.
That was Morehill Mountain Boys Head Basketball Coach Dan Rapplinger here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Amberwell Health.